Heading into this Labor Day holiday weekend, Coburg police are reminding motorists not to drive impaired. A 41-year-old Coburg woman is facing charges after police were called to a parking lot on Division Street at 2:45 Wednesday afternoon for a report of an impaired driver. An individual was reportedly sitting in a vehicle in possession of an open container of alcohol. Police located the vehicle matching the description and found the woman passed out in the driver's seat in possession of an unsealed bottle of alcohol with the car running. The woman was arrested for impaired operation and brought before a breath technician, but the accused declined to provide a breath sample. The woman was arrested and charged with operation while impaired by alcohol, refusal to comply with demand, and obstructing a peace officer. She was released for an undertaking with a future court date. Coburg Police Staff Sergeant John Linney says it's concerning police have to continue to remind motorists not to drive impaired, but they will continue to do so, especially heading into a holiday weekend.
We encourage people to make a plan. We encourage them not to drink and drive and drive sober and take a cab or call a friend. And, you know, at the end, the message is that don't want anybody drinking and driving, and we hope that everybody gets that message. We're certainly out there. Our officers will be out there and looking for impaired drivers, and we're just hoping that everybody makes the plan.
Linney encourages citizens to report suspected cases of impaired driving to police as soon as possible.
Some of the key signs are weaving all over the road, not going on a green light. There's a myriad of things that could also indicate that it's not impaired driving, but that's something that we'd want to look at to begin with. So that's our job to look into that. But we just ask, if somebody believes that the behavior or the driving habits of the person in front of them, they believe they're impaired, to definitely give us a call, and we'll come and investigate it and ensure that they are not impaired.
Reporting for Northumberland 89.7 FM, I'm Jeff Gard.